Well, it's the greatest hits of the 70s. It's 95.7. It's the new KJR FM with Norm Gregory. And everything okay, Tom? Is everything straightening things out?
I was expecting just a little bigger buildup.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute.
And now we've all been waiting for.
A little bigger.
I want to know if the earth moves under my feet with some cute earthquake thing for me.
We'll talk about that here shortly, but if you want a little bigger buildup, I have been just waiting for those words from you. Wow.
Where did you get that?
From the archives, babe.
Really? Did I ever play that on the air?
Yes, you did.
I've got some holes apparently up here that I don't remember stuff about. I don't remember that thing.
I think that was your last customized jingle when you left KJR in the early 70s.
Can I have a copy of that along with the big check you're going to give me for being here?
Yeah, both will arrive about the same time.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what are we going to do here now?
Well, I don't know. You want to recreate what you did in the 70s, or you want me to kind of like push you around all afternoon? What a choice, huh?
I don't know. Well, since I have no music list, I don't know where you are, what you're doing.
Over that. Tom just arrived.
Yes.
Just fell into place, so he doesn't exactly know where he is.
Now, what's
one.
The format here?
Well, the format is 70s reunion format. It's a very specialized, customized, one-week-only format.
Give me about 15 minutes. I'll figure out a way to destroy that for you. What, you guys been doing this long? Will it be a big loss if I screw it up?
Not at all. Not at all. This is,
sounds like my kind of deal.
It's been the kind of radio that you have been so disappointed that it disappeared.
Yeah. Whatever happened to my kind of radio? Whatever happened to me?
Well, both are back.
Okay. Well, there we are.
At least for the next 2 days.
Yes.
And then we'll go back to the old stuff.
Can you play my name thing again? Yeah. Would that be inconvenient?
A little later, Tom.
Put you out?
A little later. It'll be right here when you need it.
Can you play Sweet Hitchhiker by Creedence?
You bet, baby.
I like that one. Oh, wind it up. Let's go here. Stuff in the 70s, they all stretched those endings out, didn't they?
Just, I think they got paid per minute, maybe.
I don't know. Maybe they did. KJR, 95. Do I have to put the .7 on all the time?
Yes,
I never
do. We're on FM now.
I knew that.
Not only that, but the news was broken the other morning by Charlie Brown. It's turned out to be the running joke of the whole week. We're now in stereo.
Well, Charlie didn't know that,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, he just discovered it was news to all of us, actually.
Well, I think that's fine, because, you know, right and left channel. Now, which channel do you guys operate out of more, right or left?
Well, right now, you're covering both of them rather well.
Well, that's very good. Well, listen, this is very nice to be back. I hadn't had an opportunity to say that because, you know, I say, hi, folks, how you doing? Right away, 15 minutes with commercials. You know, what's the deal here?
Well, we had to pay for your trip up there.
Yes, and I want to thank you for that. Very nice car. It has a sunroof. Not that it would be needed, of course.
Oh,
but
wait a minute.
Actually, it isn't too bad. I'm not really
you've copped an L.A. attitude over the years.
You have to live. You know, you don't have an L.A. attitude. They'll destroy you.
I see.
Yeah, you'll die. You know, it's just, hey, there's a guy that's dead. Yeah, well, he didn't have an attitude.
So you're probably down there telling all those Northwest weather jokes and...
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are coming up here, you know, jacking up the price of your real estate and stuff. So.
They are. Have you noticed we've sent some of our weather down there recently?
You certainly did, yeah. The problem is when it rains in L.A., it also, then we have floods and mudslides and all that stuff.
I took your place.
No, actually, Scotty Brink took my place.
Oh.
And he was in and out real quickly.
That's right. Then I got rid of him. And then I took Scotty's place.
I didn't know that it was you, the guy. Well, you must have because you got the show, yeah.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, when there was talk of my returning, you wouldn't budge out of the show.
And I'm a hard guy to move.
Yeah, you really were. So. I'm not going back to nights, Pat. You know, you really pulled a wiener number, so I ended up on KOL for a year.
Oh! Hi, KJR-FM.
Yeah, hey, I was wondering if it'd be possible just to say hi to Tom Murphy just for a second.
Say hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Dave Bork calling.
How you doing, Dave?
From Port Angeles. It's great to hear you again. I go back with you back to KISN in Portland, Vancouver.
Yeah. Tom Murphy?
Tiger Tom Murphy, yeah. I have a Tiger Tom Murphy jingle here.
Back to Soldier Boy and all that stuff. Then moved up to Seattle later, and there you were on KJR. So it's great to hear your voice again.
Well, thank you. That's nice of you to call, Dave. I appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah, I just was in Portland over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And I did a thing on KWJJ because a friend of mine's programming that now. That's
a
country station down there.
So like moving up and down the coast, where
did
you go?
I'm just kind of on tour, sort of like, Clark Caravan.
Yeah, I live in Port Angeles now, but my family's still down in Vancouver, so get down there every once in a while. But
that's great.
Anyway, where are you now?
I'm down in Los Angeles.
Well, it's great to have you back. Good to hear you on the radio
again.
Thank
you. That's nice of you, Dave. I appreciate it.
Okay, take care now.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Can you dig it?
Why, get down. Can you dig it?
Well, we got away with that in the 70s.
Get down, baby.
Woo! Oh, we're having
Let me have a baby.
He's been here half an hour now, blowing the transmitter off the air.
Did I hurt any tubes or anything?
You don't use tubes anymore either.
Ah, yes, the world-famous Tom Murphy on KJR Channel 95.7, the new KJR FM, the greatest hits of the 70s. Here's one now, as a matter of fact. This is Orleans, and you are still the one. I know. That's why they flew me up here, baby.
Now, here's...
Hi, I'm Tom Murphy, and I want to remind you that tonight is going to be Levity Limelight with those two Levity Limelight...
Do you remember Levity Limelight?
Of course I do.
Yes,
that was very funny stuff.
Gary Shad will be in about 6 o'clock. We'll have a Levity Limelight hour.
Well, it wasn't very funny stuff. It was funny stuff.
Well, at the time. And you got to remember the demographic group. Anyway, it'll be on.
It wasn't funny. It was occasionally amusing.
95.7.
Quick Ad Libs, Quick Ad. Well, yes, we're being jammed by a station from Siberia.
Tom, I don't know.
No, they get dirty sometimes.
This compact.
We use Pledge on them. You know, just
worked perfectly until you arrived.
I did nothing. I did nothing to your little CD player.
Ladies and gentlemen, a technical difficulty right before your ears.
If we were playing with a turntable, we'd be cool. Just want to bring that. Just mention that.
Yeah, you hear a lot of scratches.
That added atmosphere to
yeah,
it.
I know. It'd be a lot warmer, too, wouldn't it? Yeah, I know.
Well, here comes Elton John with Daniel right here on KJR FM 95.7. Hi, I'm the world-famous Tom Murphy, KJR, in the early 70s, and I was a big hit, too. Right now, we're doing the 70s reunion weekend, the greatest hits of the 70s, 95.7, the new KJR FM.
You've been away since 71, 72.
Actually, the end of 72. Yeah. I went to Chicago, then I went to Cincinnati, then I went to Cleveland, then I went to Los Angeles. I was on the road for a while.
Did you get one of those gold U-Haul cards?
I was the poster boy of the year for Allied band lines 2 years running, yes. Well, how much time do I have here before they start to sing?
Who knows? I forgot.
Well, I could do a Murphy's Law here, something inspirational for people.
You're about to.
All right. How much time? Murphy's Law from the real Murphy, or the other Murphy, depending on which title you wanted to go with. But, I can do a couple here just to kind of inspire people.
All right.
I do more each day than it's expected, and pretty soon it's expected. I've always liked that one.
Ooh.
If you can't laugh at yourself, that's not going to stop the rest of us. I personally like that one. Things always work out for the best. Unfortunately, it might not be in your lifetime.
I'm really getting inspired, Tom.
Yes. Well, I'm just trying to help what I
can. Hello, am I speaking with the on-air disc jockeys?
Yes,
you are.
I have a comment about your reunion week. One of the most famous disc jockeys, I think, in the history of America is a KJR alumnus that is not present this week.
Larry Lujack.
Larry went to Chicago, stayed there for many years. He's retired and has just bought a lot in Santa Fe where he's going to be building a house there. Just didn't want to come, you know. Didn't want to reunion with us.
KJR FM.
Hi. Can I speak to real famous Tom Murphy, please?
This is Tom.
Oh, Tom, it's so nice to hear you back in the Puget Sound. You were always my favorite when you were on KJR.
Yes, Norm, is there a little whistling going on here?
Whistling?
Yes, you're kind of whistling in the phone there. Maybe if you talked, held the phone away from your mouth there a little bit, it wouldn't do that. Was there something you wanted to hear or what?
Well, yes. I want you to play some of the 70s stuff.
Well, we're going to do that for you. And what was your name, sir?
My name is Victor Vincent.
Victor Vincent, oh yes, a name out of the past. Mine.
KJR Seattle. Time will ring the best of the town.
For that jingle?
Yeah.
Of course I do.
Because we were the best jocks in town. Remember those other stations? We squashed them.
It was kind of obscene what we did to them.
It was ugly.
I loved it. And they had it coming. Bachman Turner Overdrive's right here on the old KJR, which is really the new KJR. But...
KJR, Seattle, Channel 95.
Now you're supposed to say Bachman.
But when I'm on it, it's the old KJR. World famous Tom Murphy with BTO. Of course, we used to call him BTO, those of us who knew them.
And I always liked big, fat guys who played rock and roll.
That was they. That was them. Oh, my. Look at... Oh.
Yes.
Gary, You're too loud. It's just like Burl Bear, the same thing. You guys are too loud.
Gary Shannon has arrived, and we'll deal with him in a...
Well, Gary and I met in the lobby of the hotel, you know, which is... You know what's going on there, don't you?
No.
The Washington State trial lawyers
at the
convention
Red Lion,
at the Red Lion. Yeah. So I stuck my head in this morning, and they're all gathered around a big video monitor watching Johnny Cochran and Robert Shapiro and fawning, you know. Is that a brief to believe or what? It was just... I just thought I have flown to get away from that, because I'm right there, you know, sort of a front row seat to that.
Yeah. So you and Gary had absolutely nothing in common with
No, actually, we didn't even, I said, hey, Gary, a nice, they invited you back. You know, I was kind of, what I did with Gary.
Yeah.
Gary, it's good to see you. I think you look real good. That's a sign you've gone to hell. You know, some people say, oh, you're looking good.
You know, Tom spent too many days at the Seattle Pops Festival, didn't he?
Oh. Well, I may have. Yes, I wouldn't know.
The current KJR-FM cash call jackpot total is... Well, that update is, you know, I forgot to add the money. Well, I mean, on my sheet here. Well,
hey, turn me on here. All right, now, $2 you added last time.
No, it was $3.
It was two. Gary, was it two or three? You've been listening because I'm your idol.
No, it was $3.
Okay.
10-4-8. We'll be corrected.
Correction!
All
right.
Cash call correction. I hate to admit it, but Tom
I hate
right.
to be an I told you so. However.
It was $2.
It was added. $2.
So the new KJR cash call jackpot total is...
Da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm sorry, it just cried out for a fanfare, and I didn't have one handy.
No, I'm waiting for you to give me the new total, Mr. Smarty Pants.
Well, no, I just knew it was $2.
Oh,
I didn't know how much it...
I see.
I don't do addition whenever I'm on the road. I don't add anything up.
$1,048.
There you
go. Just possibly the world's greatest radio station.
This one I remember. That was a good one. Accurate, too.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Willie, don't lose that number.
Willie?
Ricky? I knew it was one of the two. They were a sister act.
That's okay.
Hi, I'm the world-famous Tom Murphy at KJR in the early 70s, and this is...
Gary Shannon from 69 to 75, and we're having a 70s reunion week, the greatest hits of the 70s.
It's the new KJR-FM, and it is 5 o'clock in...
the Jet City.
Yes! Are we on?
Babe, I love you.
Ooh, baby. Ooh. 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 Ooh, listen to those trombones.
Have some respect for the work.
I do. I have so much respect, I can't lift it. World-famous Tom Murphy here, just bringing back a tradition, I feel, in great Northwest radio, which is really pretentious, but I always like to throw a little bit of that stuff into the show.
I'm following right along. Yeah. I'm Norm Gregory. Gary Shannon is here, too. It's 70s reunion week throughout the week.
You know, Tom, I agree. It's great to hear your voice on the air again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm not smoking anymore, so it's a little higher than it used to be.
Well,
you can lose a couple of octaves there when you lay off the Lucky.
You so you guys have been talking about all the great bits you did back in the early 70s. The one that comes to mind that I thought was really funny was when you were obsessed with people who simper.
Simper.
Did you know what simpering was, Norm, before this all came down with him and his obsession?
No. As a matter of fact, Tom introduced me to simpering.
I brought simpering to the Northwest, along with a couple of other things. Yeah,
and now it's developed into a lot of whining.
Yeah, it's mainly, you know, well, I just wish to... if we could just... come on, we'd love to have you kids come over. That was simpering. Yeah. Can I say hello to someone that I worked with?
I don't think I can stop you.
Well, no, you can't, because I am the guest, and the guest has certain perks, as it were. I wanted to say hi to George Garrett, who's an old friend of mine, and he and I work together. He just wanted me to do one quick ah-woo, sort of for old time's sake.
All right, I'm standing by to hit the button. Okay.
Let me have a ah-woo! I can't get as high as I used to. Well, none of us can.
Is that the stuff you used to do at KOL?
Well, I did that at JR. Ah-woo! There, that was better. We'll keep that one.
During the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about Levity Limelight and actually flash back and play.
When I heard you were going to do a Levity Limelight, my fun graph shot right into the ground. Just unbelievable. I'm in Los Angeles. I'm calling people who have never heard of you. I'm saying, hey, guys.
This is why...
Levity Limelight. Gary Owens, well, you know, Tom, that's wonderful.
This is why Tom is leaving at 6 o'clock.
Hey, I can stay over.
Yeah.
I have nowhere to go. Will you tell Gary to stop playing air guitar? He looks like a guy in my neighborhood that waits for the bus, you know, where it doesn't run.
Gary Shannon. Bus
come by here.
Gregory, the greatest hits of the 70s. Our 70s reunion continues.
I'm given to understand this is my last shot.
And right you have passed the audition, and you will be invited back.
Really?
For round two.
Round two of Tom, world famous, and Norm. World famous Tom, whatever.
World famous.
Can't even get my own bit right here.
Well, he took a jab at Levity Limelight, didn't he?
No!
We're going to get him for something along the line.
Going to clear out. Next hour, we're going to play Levity Limelight. We're going to...
I guess Sweet Hitchhiker by Creedence, that's not going
to
happen today.
I want to save something for tomorrow. So this we can look forward to. So all I'll see you a little later on.
Now, can I go into my what a thrill it was to be here and all of that?
Oh.
Or should I save that for tomorrow?
That would be... No, no. You can do part one now.
What a thrill it was to be here.
That's it?
That's it, yeah. Kind of like my opening today.